The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And
that's about where I can survive. Where I usually break in is at the shotgun, a rifle, and the four-wheel drive. This is your host, James Kelso, on the American Freedom Party Report. We listened to Sean Hannity do a great job. We've listened to Lou Dobbs. I like to identify the folks that I think are doing the best job of getting the news, the real news, to you. Of course, I love this radio network and what we're doing. But it's great to have some of the really big names and institutions doing a lot of the good work. We pointed out in the last couple of days, a wonderful surprise, Rush Limbaugh doing a great job. And he claims to have, it's not a claim he's making, actually. He's quoting some independent party that believes he has 26 million listeners. And I sure hope that's true. It's very hard to measure radio audiences. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson, the guy who came in for, I believe, Megyn Kelly. Hardly missed at all, Megyn Kelly. I think she went, did she go to CNN, George?
Megyn who?
Yeah, Megyn Kelly, who had just, you know, did she have it in for Donald Trump? Oh, she was, wanted to make a name for herself.
She and a million other people who were one of those five groups. There's actually six, James, and later in the hour, I'll describe number six to you.
Yeah, she wanted to hang Donald Trump's scalp from her skirt, and she tried, didn't work, and so she's gone from Fox. Let's hope Fox can hold it together. And remember, we've heard this very good news from Sean Hannity himself. Sean Hannity himself has tweeted that if Fox doesn't follow through on keeping this patriot nucleus alive that exists right now at Fox, if the Fox children, Rupert Murdoch's children, what are their names? Laughlin, I believe, is one of them, and one other. Maybe James, if they try to squelch this, these guys, and this may prevent it, by the way, this may prevent that squelching, Hannity and Dobbs and others, they're quite interested, and some people with a lot of money are quite interested in starting from scratch a new Patriot network. So the
Murdoch, to see it, Hannity. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
I mean, so the Rupert's sons don't like you, dude. Why be hypothetical? Set up your new network. Let's start now.
Right. The whichever of the Murdochs don't like the right wing must be peeing in their boots right now at the thought of losing somebody like Sean Hannity or Lou Dobbs. The network would not survive that sort of thing. Let's see. Wouldn't survive very well anyway. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson here.
That's why the Congress has made it illegal. But that's not what the people who work in the media think. They believe that defending the border is an act of bigotry, and so that's how they have portrayed it, with no other side represented at all most of the time. The Harvard study found that of stories on Trump's immigration policies, fully 96% were negative. There was more diversity in the Romanian media under Ceausescu. That's no diversity at all. Now, if you've read a newspaper lately, you've seen it. Here's the New York Times, for example. Immigrants hide, fearing capture on any corner. The LA Times. Trump's crackdown sparks fear and anger among immigrants here illegally. And, of course, America's least honest newspaper, The Washington Post, which wrote in a headline, immigrants are now canceling their food stamps for fear that Trump will deport them.
Good!
Huh. Where are the stories about Americans hurt by illegal immigration? Well, you'd have to wait an awful long time to see those. There aren't many, if any. If anything, most television news is even more distorted than this.
President Trump drew an X today through the welcoming words of the nearby Statue of Liberty.
Trump has always trafficked in fear-mongering.
This time, to stoke those fears and present himself as the country's protector, he chose to punish ordinary men, women, and children who are fleeing terrorism and violence.
This is just a proposal, but already immigration attorneys are telling me it's harsh and un-American.
Where did that foreigner come from who's broadcasting?
Fareed Zakaria. Yes.
Yeah. Fareed Zakaria. He's not American born. And here's a foreigner mouthing off and telling Americans what to do and criticizing their government. I'd like to see some guy go over to Egypt, get on Egyptian TV in a senior position, and start telling the Egyptians that everything they're doing is wrong. It isn't going to happen. Only in America. That guy shouldn't even be on the boring us on the airwaves.
Yeah. Now a couple more seconds of Tucker Carlson, and he is really taking these people apart. He's giving them a spanking. That those numbers there, 96% negative reporting on the immigration, on controlling immigration. And oh, I love what Tucker Carlson said. He said the news media was more honest under Ceausescu in Romania. Yeah, here we go. Just a few more seconds, and then we'll go to we're going to go to Laura in Michigan, and then Tom in Florida. Hang on, Laura.
Un-American. Well, that's news with a message at its core, just like in a political campaign, which in many ways is exactly what this is.
There we go. That was the end of that report. This is so refreshing, Paul. And I know it's refreshing to you, Laura, there in Michigan. Thank you for calling. Come in, Laura.
It's about Sean Hannity's article. It's his article. Ask people, okay, can you put anonymous on the witness stand? Can you put rumor on a witness stand? Can you put unnamed sources on a witness stand? If you can't do any of those things, then you're not factual. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, and Laura. Yeah, and Laura, they're making it up. That's exactly what's
right.
Going on. And
right. I was going to ask you. Remember they gave old Obama the Nobel Peace Prize right after he became president for doing nothing? Do you think they'll even nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for what he's done this week? You won't hear a word about it, will you?
No, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I mean, he's absolutely right. Will they nominate Trump? Not the grim would be dictators of the European Union. Not likely. Not likely.
And Laura, let me give you something about that. Let's get Donald Trump nominated for the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize. And here's what it takes to be nominated. I learned this from William Daniel Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. He was interested in a nomination getting put in for someone for the Nobel Peace Prize. And the what you need is you need someone who is anybody in the audience who has a more exact understanding than mine, please call in to sharpen it up. But you need a sitting politician, an elected official, or a tenured academic. Either of those can make a nomination. The nomination will be accepted by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. I don't know now. Let's see. Our own Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, now that he's retired from Long Beach State, I don't know whether his tenure there still would make him a qualified nominator for the Peace Prize, but we'll inquire. Dr. Tom Sunek, maybe in the same vein, or an elected official. But yeah, surely that we will find such people who will put forward a nomination for Donald Trump. And he certainly, with what he's attempting to do, he's just started now, so he hasn't yet earned a Peace Prize. But boy, if he, the sorts of things that he's attempting, he certainly deserves it. Go ahead, Laura. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Obama did absolutely nothing, and they just handed it to him, you know? So, and to change the subject, about New Orleans and taking the statues down, I want to give everybody information. You can, on your computer, go to NewOrleansChamber.org. That's the New Orleans Chamber of Commerce. And you can leave a comment. And so I think it'd be great if millions of people leave a comment that they're not going to spend any money in New Orleans. Put a little pressure on them.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, the statue of the great General Beauregard, great equestrian statue, just a beautiful piece of art in its own right, compelled to be moved. And where do they want these things moved? They want them moved to nowhere, you know, somewhere where no one will see them. And I'm sure they'd actually prefer to dynamite them. And then the statue, the very revered statue of Robert E. Lee, facing north there in New Orleans, facing the attackers from the north. That also, and they're taking everything down, and they're doing it across the South, of course. The statue of General Nathan Bedford Forrest, which is more than just a statue there in Memphis. Paul and I have visited that statue in Memphis. I think you have, haven't you, Paul? You've been to that statue?
Yes, yes, I was once.
Yeah, well, in that statue, it's more than an equestrian statue, magnificent, of Nathan Bedford Forrest, a man never defeated in battle. And I love his anecdote. He said he had his view of the Civil War, that he had 30 horses shot out or sabered out from under him. But he said he was one ahead in the war. He had killed 31 Yankees.
Wow. Well, General Kirby Smith in Florida keeps disappearing too, and that ticks me off. That was started by our good friend, who's now the UN ambassador.
Yeah, and I don't want to make light of the, you know, to be consistent. I think the Civil War was just all around a catastrophe, and that bloodshed of white folks killing their brothers and sisters, you know, just horrible altogether. And what I wish had been around in 1860 and 1861 are some more Donald Trumps. Clement Laird Vallandigham, a congressman from Ohio, that sort of man, someone, peace advocates back in 1861. That is what we needed, calmer heads. But the point being, in that particular statue in Memphis, it takes Kelso a long time to get to his point. It's not just a statue. Nathan Bedford Forrest and his dearly beloved wife are both interred in the base of that statue. And they want to get rid of that. The Memphis has been taken over by a black city council and mayor and the whites, as in the, wherever you live, folks, the same pattern has been followed. The downtowns, which used to be all white, all emptied out. They're not white anymore. The white folks have had to move sometimes long distances out of town, relocating their kids completely, opening private schools, bankrupting themselves to pay an extra $100,000 for a house somewhere else. So Memphis has been, you know, it's like Detroit, other stories like that, turned into third world problems. And so they want to tear down the statues. Oh, and Laura, let me give you an encouraging thing. We have a listener in New Orleans who reports on the scene down there, and he says whites in Louisiana are hopping mad. You know, you never know exactly what will set somebody off. You know, what will it be that actually gets the fight started? But let me tell you, in Louisiana, for whatever reason, the desecration of their monuments to their heroes has got them really angry in Louisiana. Go ahead, Laura.
Well, you know, there's statues that I don't like. I think Washington State has a statue of Lenin. California's got a statue of Quetzalcoatl. That's the Aztec god. Even in Detroit, they got this big black fist. I hate that whenever we drive by that big black fist, you know. But we don't take it down. You know, there's statues we don't like either.
Well, I look forward to the day when there will be statues of Donald John Trump cast in bronze. I don't know if he's much of a horseman. I don't know whether there'll be equestrian statues, maybe with a golf club. But, yeah, I look forward to to these statues. And Laura, but any other commentary on Donald Trump's trip to Europe,
no,
and to the Middle East?
I just want to ask everybody to go to NewOrleansChamber.org and leave a comment.
Good idea.
So that might help a little bit. Do what we can, you know. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Let's see. Let's rather than keep him waiting any longer, let's go to our friend Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Come in, Tom.
Yeah, good day, James. Good day, George. Hi. Good day, Paul, all y'all. Listen, speaking to Laura about Nathan Bedford Forrest, not only that, he gave you guerrilla warfare. That's where they got the terminology guerrilla warfare, because if Nathan Bedford Forrest would have kept going to war, it would have probably lasted another 10 years, but Robert Lee was just a total gentleman, and he's the one that surrendered. But Bedford Forrest actually wanted to keep the Civil War going using guerrilla warfare tactics. But that's another story. But you can check that out. And you ought to see the documentary. Let Laura watch the documentary about William Tecumseh Sherman on the History Channel and what happened to him in the end of the Civil War 10 years later to the day. It will blow your mind how the Yankee soldiers are coming to his house begging for coins because they were all starving to death. That's something that you should see on the History Channel, James. But I didn't call you about that. That's something else I want to talk about the Civil War. Because
and Tom,
Lincoln,
you know, shame. Yeah, Tom, shame on me for... You know, one of the things that's, I preach the idea of our white family. And the war between the states was definitely just a colossal breach in that, in our family. And so I don't want to engage in the South will rise again approach to our problems. I don't think that's a solution to our problems. And the
I agree with you, James.
And I want to find, you know, I'm really into ancestry. I want to find an ancestor who fought in the Civil War for the South, so I can be a son of a Confederate veteran. I haven't been able to do that. All my roots are Yankee. They're all north of the Ohio River. And I've come really close. I have plenty of Southern antecedents. Jamestown, I won't bore you with this, I have huge antecedents in Jamestown, which, of course, is very Southern. But then as they farmed their way west, these ancestors of mine, by 1860, instead of staying on the southern side of the Ohio, they went to the northern side. So I have all these Yankee antecedents. So I don't mean to... Yeah, but go ahead. I don't mean to badmouth the Yankees, and I certainly don't want to, make the point that, what we need to do is start the Civil War again. That's
No. I understand, James.
Yeah.
But I just want to say this before you end the subject real quickly. That Laura, if you ever look at the biggest conspiracy, I believe, in our history, one of the biggest conspiracies that ever happened in the United States was the papers of Abraham Lincoln 3 weeks before he was assassinated, and see what he wanted to do with the slaves when he wanted to go back to Liberia and Monrovia. That's the biggest conspiracy probably that hit this country, because if you look at his papers, what Lincoln was saying the last 3 weeks before his death, you understand what his real plan was to do with the slave issue. And number two, like I said, the Civil War was, like you said, it was somewhat about slavery, but it's more about states' rights. And, we don't want to go off on that. But you know what? Lincoln, and the one thing that they never talk about either is when Sherman went down and burned down the land all the way to Atlanta, he didn't want to come up against Stonewall Jackson. That was a fate. I believe that if Tecumseh Sherman had to come up against Stonewall Jackson, had he survived that war, it would have been a totally different outcome. But that's here nor there. But the real thing that's written down in our archives, James, is the papers of Abraham Lincoln. And they have covered that up for over 160 years, whatever the case. They have covered Abraham Lincoln's papers up because that's not even talked by academia. Look at his papers,
yes.
James. Do a study on that.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Right. Right. No, I'm quite familiar with that. And John Wilkes Booth may have done us all a tremendous disservice when he assassinated Lincoln, because Lincoln might have had the outcome of the war in the following years might have been much better for the future of America had he lived.
I called you about this, Dave. The Arab, the Saudi Arabians are getting ready to spend $50 billion in infrastructure for our country, the United States. I think Donald Trump's doing wonderful. Like I told you, what other president has ever done that, James? Trump has been fantastic.
Hear, hear, Tom. Thank you. We'll go to a break now and be back with more calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
You've probably probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to George. We're going to go to George here. We heard earlier Sean Hannity list five anti-Trump cadre, and George, you wanted to add a sixth.
I do. Let me make sure I've got the five straight. I mean, he said the deep state.
Yes.
Then the anti-Trump mainstream media.
Yeah, here, I'll read them off using his terms.
Okay.
The deep state, one. Two, yes. Destroy Trump media. Three, Democrats.
Yes.
Four, Republicans.
Yes.
Like McCain and Graham. And five, the never-Trumpers like the Weekly Standard and National Review.
Ah, and I will shorten them to essentially neocons.
Yep.
So we have the deep state, the anti-Trump media, the Democrats, the rhinos, and the Weekly Standard types. Let me go quickly. Number six, I will call them the wimpy nationalists and the contrarians. They're for a lot of people that I've been reading for years, and they love to start a sentence, Donald Trump should. And 95% of them jumped right off the Trump train during the Syria event and a bunch of them jumped off even before then. Paul Craig Roberts is at the top of that list. I hold you in contempt, Paul. Another guy, one of our people, well, one of our rags that we read all the time, someone we know very well, bitterly jumped off the Trump train the next time and said Donald Trump's nothing but snake oil. Didn't like that. And there's other parts of, you know, the white nationalist movement never was on the Trump train. He's totally worthless. And they have big problems with this because, you know, Donald Trump is essentially like in World War One. He's climbed to the top of the trench, and he's walking out and facing the machine gun fire all by himself. And the machine gun bullets are whizzing by him, and miraculously hadn't been killed by one. And all these people on our side, they're supposed to be these magnificent patriots and nationalists that we should follow. They threw him over the side a long time ago. I'm not impressed. If all the people on our side who are the Trump should and Trump should this and Trump should that, they got off their high horse and jumped in a foxhole with Donald Trump, you'd probably, you know, at least have another ally on his side. So, yes, I hold lots and lots of people on our side in contempt. End of rant.
I agree with George on that, and using that World War One metaphor. We who support Trump should be laying down covering fire for him. He's gone over the top. We should be firing at the in the direction of the enemy, not trying to whip a spear into his back.
Yeah, very well said by both of you. And the that's very important what you said. We've got holding Kevin in New Hampshire, and I just want to give another interesting thing to talk about today, that the speaking about, you know, fire coming at Donald Trump. There was a recent meeting of the California Democratic Party, and their chairman, since 2009, has been John Lowell Burton, born in 1932. So that would make him 16 years older than I am. So that'd be 68, 78. He's in his 80s, I guess. Let's see. It says here, how old is he? He is 84 years old, born in Cincinnati. Anyway, they just concluded a meeting of the California Democratic Party, and unfortunately, well, or maybe fortunately, there isn't any good audio from this. It's bad audio, not worth playing to you, but you can see it happening. The assembled Democrats, remember, one of the five, now six groups opposed to Trump, trying to bring him down, the crowd of Democrats are all raising they're all giving the middle finger salute.
That's a fitting gesture.
What a time, yeah, but it gets worse, folks. I'll finish the story after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so.
Burton. You may remember Congressman Philip Burton, if you're California, the Burtons, big names in the Democratic Party out there. But anyway, John Burton also was a congressman, but he just retired as the chairman. And let's listen to this. Now, this may get, I don't know, engineer, there may be some foul language in here, but we'll wing it here. This is the audio. From he's at the podium, he's leading the whole crowd, and I haven't heard this audio yet. I just found it during the break. This is breaking news. It just went up on YouTube. So let's hear what John Burton and the classy Democratic Party, what they sound like. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is next to him laughing during this audio.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, who's this? Is this Kevin in New Hampshire?
Oh, yes, I'm so very sorry. I'm so very sorry, gentlemen. I couldn't get my unmute button to unmute properly. I apologize for that. Yes, well, thank you for taking my call. I really like listening to men and women that are a lot smarter than me that are part of something I've become part of late, the Republic and everything. getting to the point of what we're discussing with the removal of the statues and all the other things they're doing to destroy the vestiges of the Confederate states and so on and so forth, it has to do with what they did prior to the War of Northern Aggression. The whole purpose behind it, as we're all well aware, was the money and the financing and the loans to the Amschel Bauer cadres. Since there's no peace treaty to end that war, if they can remove all vestiges of any knowledge of what truly happened, then there's never any hope that the Confederate States and the Union will actually ever come to a peace treaty. That's the problem. A lot of people see it for what they've been taught to or, you know, forced to learn as we're all gone through. You see what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, yes, Kevin, let me lighten it up just a little bit here with a personal
anecdote. Yeah, sorry about that. It's just,
that's okay.
I listen to kind of discouraging and saddening when I hear people that know so much, but they don't look at the root, being that it's the money that's causing all the problems.
Oh, yes, Kevin, I agree with you, and I'm not, but I'm just having fun here. we're gonna have a humorous segment here in just a moment, so I'm kind of building the mood to that.
I'm glad I got in before that, then, because I didn't want to be a downer on the whole thing.
Yeah, we're gonna hear some colorful language from some classy Democrats. Well, I'm taking a chance here. I'm gonna play this audio. I'm taking a chance, so we may have some words that need to be blipped out of the archives or something, but we'll see.
Keep them on the record.
Okay, yeah, you never know with the classy Democrats, but all I do know is that Nancy Pelosi is laughing as John Burton, the chairman, starts a chant, and he's not using, you know, we use the Scottish word feck, which is called? It's an ephesus of the Scottish, old Scottish effec, which means effect. There's just one letter, change one letter in that Scottish word feck, and that's the chant that John Burton starts here. We'll play it in a moment. But I just want to...
That's really intelligent. And they're going to lead the country?
Yes. But, you know, you talk about the War of Northern Aggression. That's a pretty good term, Kevin. But you saying that from New Hampshire, I'll give you my own personal family story on the issues of the War of Northern Aggression. I forget the number, but it's something like 10th or 8th great-grandfather, was Caleb Carr, who was the governor of Rhode Island before it was a state, when Rhode Island was just a colony. And he was governor in 1692. And what's interesting, the anecdote here is this, that my grandfather's will, in his will, he talked about his properties, which were very extensive there in Rhode Island, and boats and houses and properties leading her. And then he said, to my wife, to my dearly beloved wife, I leave my Negro. So,
greater love hath no man.
Didn't bother to name the Negro, just said, to my dearly beloved wife, I leave my Negro. Self-righteousness in the North really was kind of misplaced. Let me play now. Do you mind, Kevin, if I play this little audio from the chairman, the classy Democrats?
Appreciate you keeping me on. There's one other point to make.
Okay, yeah, if you'll hang in, and I hope this isn't too hard to follow for you, but you stay there, and here come the classy Democrats at their meeting in California yesterday.
Now, all together, Donald Trump.
He's raising his middle finger on both hands. Nancy Pelosi thinks it's very funny. They're all hugging and clapping. There they go. Okay, so that was the Sacramento. It was substitute a U and effect Donald Trump, and they're all chanting that there. So this goes back to what the segment with which we opened the show, where on Fox News this morning, they were covering two of Donald Trump's most important recent speeches, in which the Democratic support level during the speeches, as graphed on a meter, went down near zero, right down scraping the bottom. But there's support among Republicans and like folks like the audience for this show was soared up to the top of the graph. And then independents, this is encouragingly, independents were giving Donald Trump about a B grade. They were supporting him also. But there were the Democrats giving him not only a grade of F, but they were giving him F bombs as well. I like this polarization. And, you're speaking of the war between the states, Kevin. Maybe we're headed for a new American civil war.
Well, being that I've been working to remove all these legal disabilities to try and comprehend what they've been doing for the past 200 to 300 years, it's ridiculous, the size of it. But the important point that I was getting to was that whether the northern states or the southern states, the Confederate states versus the Republic, one is immaterial at this point. They spent, 6-7 years killing off 750,000 men and boys when they lost it all because of force majeure. When the British came in with the Reconstruction Amendments and the British North American Act from 1867, not only did we lose the Republic from sine die back in 1860 when the Confederate States actually left and formed a sovereign nation, I'm the son of Irish immigrants. I'm a third generation American. There isn't a republic. They took it away. I mean, I wish that Lincoln hadn't been assassinated either, because then he could have rescinded the Labor Code and he would have been alive to help protect what could have been two separate nations. They already were. I mean, the Confederate States got lots of loans from Germany and France and stuff. Under the international laws, they were already a sovereign nation, you know? So,
well, Kevin, let me give you a sunnier interpretation.
Boy, I have a doubter. Sorry about that.
Well, no, that's fine, Kevin. You say you're third generation from Ireland?
Yes, County Kerry, so, and County Cork. O'Donnelly.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. And about what time was that trip across the Atlantic being made by your ancestors?
Grandfather's older brother came here in 1896, put the family together here. My grandfather came over, I think it was in 06, and started working as a 12-year-old in a factory. And my father's mother, Shays, were already here in Massachusetts. So I arrived on the Creator's planet in 69, and my father was born.
Well, fitting right into that timeline, Charles Augustus Lindbergh was born on February 4th.
From the Congressional Record, yes.
Yes, he was born on February 4th, 1902, and I have some bark from the tree he played in as a boy right here on my desk that I periodically touch. Some of the wood from Lindbergh Tree, from Little Falls, Minnesota, not too far from here. But let me connect this to your story. Charles Lindbergh, born in 1902, right about when your Irish ancestors were coming to America, just to show you how good, how wonderful America has really been. You know, you're painting the picture that we may have lost it all in the aftermath of the Civil War, but look how good it was. When Calvin Coolidge was president and was hanging the Congressional Medal of Honor around the neck of Charles Lindbergh in 1927 after flying the Atlantic. And by the way, the first land he spotted was Ireland.
Ireland, that is correct, sir.
The southern tip of Ireland. Boy, and I'll tell you, he was one happy man. Remember, he was pretty much flying by.
No one
reckoning.
Going to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, that must have
looked
good.
When men were men, and that was part of the reason why those who were in control had to destroy or try to with the crushing.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to make it like we'd lost it. No, I'm just simply saying, as much as Mr. Levin talks about the Convention of States, there's something much more important here. Is
but let me tell you, yes, but Kevin, this is how good it was and how recent it was. And Paul and I and George, we remember in America that was really a wonderful place to live in. It was really a wonderful place. You know, we hadn't lost it all. We really had. We were in great shape in 1960. And the when the Irishman John Kennedy became our president. When Lindbergh, you know, was flying over that southern tip of Ireland. By the way, in his cockpit, he had in his airplane, he'd fallen asleep several times. Guess what? When he took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, which is how much he flew for 33 and a half hours. Now, guess how much sleep he had had the night before as he took off in the morning?
None. Would guess if he was lucky.
Zero. Zero. He had very noisy people next to him. The field was muddy, very dangerous. His mother was there. His father had died. But he took off with no sleep. He fell asleep on the trip several times. Just another little anecdote, you know, really a true great American hero who started the America First movement, who was the leader of the America First movement, along with Henry Ford, and who gave he gave the primary slogan to Donald Trump of America First. That comes right out of Charles A. Lindbergh. But as Lindbergh, it should,
because that's what we're all supposed to be about. And that's the thing. I mean, this statement may cause issues. It's not going to be foul. But in reading Bouvier's 1856 and comprehending William Herbert Page's work, The Law of Contracts, to comprehend what these people, what these persons have done to us, American men and women are the only ones that can save us. Every single one of us who chooses to do like the Republic did, or chooses to do like what you guys are doing, to stand up and say no.
Yes, well, let me round out the story. So as Lindbergh is passing the southern tip of Ireland, and he knows he's going to make it at this point, pretty much. He had brought with him, I mentioned he had no sleep when he got in the plane. And I like what you said, when men were men. He had had no sleep as he got into the cockpit. And his mother wished him well. And let's see, at that time, he's 25 years old, gangly 25-year-old. Guess how much food he took with him on his flight? I mean, it's a rhetorical question. He took a peanut butter sandwich, okay? And guess what? As he crossed the southern tip of Ireland, he had not yet taken a bite of that peanut butter sandwich, which would remain untouched until he landed at Le Bourget. Incredible. But the point being this, Kevin, America in 1927 was a wonderful, wonderful place. President Coolidge was a great president. He had signed, Paul knows these very well, the Quota Act of 1920 and the Immigration Act of 1924. We had some great law written by Madison Grant, my 10th cousin, in New York City. We had wonderful law on immigration. We had very well-controlled borders. We had a 90% plus white America. Canada, what was Canada, Paul? Way beyond that, even.
98%.
Oh, my gosh.
We have been massively being betrayed from within. You know, we didn't lose a war. We didn't get invaded by a foreign country that took us over, you know, like when the Germanic tribes invaded Celtic Britain and basically, well, they didn't replace the Celts, but they drove them to the hinterlands and became the dominant population. Nothing like that happened. This is treason within our own societies from the very top. I hope I don't sound like a conspiracy theorist, but that's the way it's been.
And Paul, if you'll keep talking for another minute, I'm going to take off my headphones and go get some of my Lindbergh memorabilia. I'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Yeah, well, something I wanted to bring up because it's maybe a bit of a change of pace, but it's shocking. It's shocking. It shows just what has happened to our compatriots on the other side of the ocean. Free speech is very, very much under attack throughout Europe.
but particularly this particular item in Britain. And it's hard to believe, but what's happened is that a major comic in Britain is facing charges for a joke. Scottish YouTuber faces a year in prison for teaching a Nazi trick to his girlfriend's dog. A year ago, Scottish YouTube comedian Marcus Meachin, also goes by the name Count Dankula, uploaded a video on YouTube of himself teaching his girlfriend's dog to be a Nazi. The conceit of the...
We've got a little music here. Paul, just to resume the narrative right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Circling skies, tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystic eye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And we're almost entering our final hour of today's Sunday edition of the American Freedom Party Report. And Paul, you were in the middle of a story when we were interrupted by the music. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a shocking story from Scotland. Scottish YouTube comedian Marcus Meachin, who records under the name Count Dankula, put up a comical YouTube, of him training his girlfriend's dog to be a Nazi. The conceit of the video was to play a prank on his girlfriend by getting her pug Buddha learn to do tricks to the sound of offensive Nazi slogans like Sieg Heil. The video went viral. It received millions of views and landed on the front page of Reddit. Most people laughed at the joke and did not interpret it as supportive of National Socialist values. But the Scottish police were not amused. A month after Meachin posted the video, police arrived at his door and threw him in jail for a night. And this coming Monday, he's going to appear charged with a hate crime, which could bring him a year in jail. He's lost many jobs because of the video, but he could be the first comedian in Scotland to be jailed in several hundred years. Meachin says, "I think everything can and should be joked about. I'm still trying to find humor in it. Laughter just makes it easier to deal with." But there really are laws like this in Britain. This is not the only case. He'll be up before a judge. And he worries, this is what he said, "I've seen this happen before when people get dragged through the media. The judge says, let's completely F this up this person's life so no one does it again." So he fears that he will be made an example of because the media has gone crazy. And about it, and this parallels the case of a woman I know in Britain. She's a comedian, she's a satirist, and she's a songwriter and a chanteuse, and she's facing charges in London because of some sarcastic YouTube she's put up, and her name is Alison Chabloz, Chabloz. You can Google her and listen to some of her songs, and it's frightening that people could face jail and punishment simply for humor. We have so retreated into political correctness that it's almost like living in China under the Red Guards. There's a madness afoot. In the Canadian Senate, the Canadian senator, who is not for free speech, was arguing with some witnesses at a committee on a piece of legislation which would give special rights to the transgendered and the sexually mixed up, that we won't be able to discriminate against them, and if you say nasty things about them, you'd be violating the hate law. Well, there were witnesses who were disagreeing with that. So the senator was trying to say, well, you know, you're not free to say anything you want. So he said it's like if you talk about black people, you can't call them niggers. Well, all hell broke loose. Now he is having to apologize for using the word to illustrate what he was saying, and what he was saying wasn't even in defense of free speech. That's how messed up we're becoming. And we are in a mortal battle, and as George was saying earlier, and I think you were referring to the five sources of the attack on Donald Trump, these are the enemies of our civilization and the founding people of our two countries. This is a war to the death. They want to destroy us.
Yes. Well said, Paul. And I'm going to, if we have time later in the show, I'm going to refer to, I talked about the merchants of chaos wanting, really, what they revel in is destroying our world, destroying the America and the Canada that Paul and I and George remember. We lived in it. It's not a historical thing. It's in our lifetimes. We've got a little bit of a break. We will then go into our fourth hour featuring Mitzi in Florida. Stay tuned.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy.
Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.